You had to know that when Wingstop set out to make a crispy, juicy chicken sandwich, they wouldn't make it in just one flavor. They'd make it in all 12, like lemon pepper, mango habanero, hickory smoked barbecue, and OG hot. So why have one new favorite chicken sandwich when you can have 12? Try the new sauced and tossed Wingstop chicken sandwich today for only $5.49 at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Valid for a limited time and available at participating Wingstop locations only while supplies last. Price subject to applicable taxes and fees.
I wanna tell you about something fun, so I wrote you this song. If you've ever been to Disneyland, you know the lines can be real long. But I got a ride that the bitches love, and you won't have to wait at all. All you gotta do is ditch your boyfriend and give sexy Michael Starr a call. I'll take your ass for a weenie ride, spread your cheeks and swallow your pride. It's scary like a roller coaster, it will stretch you out so wide. I'm gonna take your ass for a weenie ride, hold on tight cause I'm coming inside. It's better than a Ferris wheel or a water slide, it's a weenie ride.
Hello everyone, thanks for joining us at the bar. Don't forget to take care of your server, even if that happens to be you. Let's head over to the table to see what Bob, Jason and Brian are up to today.
What the heck is going on?
You fucked it up.
I think I did. See, you threw me off.
Dude, I was just sitting here.
No, but you went like something was wrong.
Well, I can't hear myself in my headphones.
Oh, you can't hear at all?
No.
Oh, well, hang on. How about now?
No, I can hear the music, but I can't hear...
Can't hear yourself.
Nope.
I don't know. You still can't hear yourself.
Nope.
Where's your headphones at?
They're on my head. Then now I can.
Now you can.
Yep.
It's good now.
Yep, we're good.
Yeah, there's something about these adapters. Oh, hello, folks. How you doing today?
Happy Friday.
Yeah, we've already got fucking issues.
It's hotter than Satan's asshole.
I know. Tomorrow's supposed to be 105.
Well, it's 100 degrees today, and I'm over it. It's June. It's yeah, not August.
I know. It's going to be hot as hell. That is for sure. So, if you wonder who was playing before there, that was one of our favorite bands called Steel Dragon, and the name of the song is called Weenie Ride. If you ever want to bring a chick home and you want to romance her a little bit, you get out the Natty Light.
Yep.
Get a few downer, sit down and put on that song, dude.
Absolutely.
And she is butter. Ready to go.
She turns into butter. She would just
does.
Be putty in your hands.
Yeah.
That's the panty dropper right there.
I know. I don't know. Maybe it's the part where he says, you're going to swallow your pride.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the part that gets him. I don't know
I
don't what
know.
It is.
The only thing she's swallowing.
Oh, shit. What a day.
So, speaking of swallowing.
Uh-oh.
What didn't happen? Geico.
What about Geico?
They got hit with a $5.2 million settlement because a gal caught an STD in a car.
I read that, yes. And she won. And that, well, my understanding is they left it up to them, litigation. They left it up to basically say Geico's going to pay for it. And then Geico was like, excuse me, no, we're not.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, who does that?
That's just the stupidest thing I've ever
heard. I know. It's like, wow, I got an STD, so your car insurance is going to cover it.
Right.
Fuck you. No, it's not.
I mean, okay, why didn't whatever parking lot they were in, why didn't those people cover it? Why, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Why didn't the car manufacturer cover it? Hey, you didn't protect me in your car.
If they were at the end of a county dirt road, why didn't the county cover it?
No doubt.
Roll the dice. Take your chances.
Yeah, it's called a condom.
Right.
Put on a jimmy.
Yep.
Take the pounding, and then you'll be okay.
Right.
But if you're going to go without it, you got a chance of getting something.
Right.
Yeah. And we don't want that to happen.
We know that every time we go out to bat, right?
Every time, yes. You got to know. It's sad because, like Eddie Murphy used to say back in the day was, back when you got syphilis, you just got a shot, and, you know, that shit was just over with. He said, but now these new diseases, they're like fucking luggage. They never leave.
Yeah.
So you've got to be a little more protective these days.
Yep.
So... But I don't know. A lot of people don't really care.
But still, this is some bullshit. And, yeah. But now then, whenever you see your insurance policy for your car, there's going to be a special paragraph in it that specifically says that it doesn't cover it, cover any STDs that come out of anything that happens in your car.
Yeah. Oh, you know it's going to be there.
It'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a warning label that didn't need to exist.
Dude, the warning labels are so funny when you run into those because of how stupid people are.
Well, it's like the I was listening to a guy the other day. He was talking about going to a pool, and number one on the warning label list was you can't swim if you've got diarrhea.
Duh.
And then rule number two was you can't swim if you've had diarrhea in so many days.
Yeah, I could see that. That helps.
And he's like, okay, what are they dancing around here? What happened?
Exactly. Well, so, it's like years ago, I bought a CD player back in the early 90s, and inside the manual, no joke, it said, warning, this object, wait, this cannot be used as a catapult object. It actually said that in the book.
Yeah, well, for years, CDs came with some kind of warning about the laser that they used.
Yeah.
Don't look directly in the laser. It's like,
you know, someone tried it.
Of course they did, but you know, you'd have to take nine tenths apart
to be able to see the lady. Hey, there's a lot of tweakers out there that'll get after it.
Some stupid shit.
Yeah. But anyway. Well, like earlier, you were looking at Amazon and some of the people on there, the questions they ask, like an HDMI cable.
Right.
You know, it's HDMI. It processes video,
audio,
and audio.
Yep.
So what did one of the people say?
Does this plug into a USB 2.0 port?
And the other one was, is this rated R?
Is this a Cat 5e?
Yeah. Cat 5 or Cat 6. Yeah. No, dumbass.
Right. Totally different connectors.
I tell you one thing, I wouldn't mind. Of course, I know you're going to be mad if you won't, 'cause you already got the TVs, but I wish they would change the input of the HDMI cable.
To what?
Anything that goes in easier in its slot. Right.
Okay, so the RJ45 is like we use on Ethernet cables.
Yeah.
Okay, those are a great design. They click in place.
Yep.
They've got eight wires in them. They're four twisted pairs. I know that HDMI has more than that, but okay, build a little bit bigger connector.
Yeah.
Something that'll click into place, because I know right now that I've got my stereo receiver has a bad HDMI port because of the many times that I've unplugged and plugged stuff into it.
Yeah.
I know it does.
Well, I guarantee in the manual it says it somewhere in there. This HDMI port is not made to pull out and push back in several times.
I bet it doesn't.
No,
but
that's true.
But do you know that those cables, like your lightning connector for your iPhone, your USB, everything, that they are actually rated for the number of times that you should be able to plug them in and unplug them?
I did not know that.
Yeah, they actually have ratings on those.
I don't know what that is. Probably.
You'd have to look up the manufacturer's
specs. Well, that's like memory.
I was bored one night and found that shit.
You know, the memory, memory sticks, you know, the hard drives, you know, the solid state drives,
yep.
You know, they can only write so many times.
Exactly.
But it's like it's such a crazy number that you'll probably never reach it. That's why they were kind of concerned about the Mac Minis when they were bringing those out, because they're all memory based.
All SSD.
Yeah, all SSD inside.
Not STD.
Yeah.
But SSD. This isn't a Geico plug.
But they but they go back and forth between the memory and the hard drive a lot.
Right.
And they were afraid it was going to wear it out. But apparently Apple said it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Of course.
Hopefully it won't.
Hopefully not.
But they used to have problems in the early days of servers where you'd have some kind of write intensive operation that was writing the same block on the same SSD, you know, thousands of times a second.
Yeah.
And it would eventually wear out the that portion of the SSD.
It's interesting how we've come so far in technology, but there's still always that.
Those limitations.
Well, it's like, always a weird limitation.
If you record over a VHS tape 3,000 times, eventually you're going to get to a point that it's not going to be worth anything.
Yeah, all you're going to have is bits and pieces of your porn tape you made in the wedding video.
In
kind of mixed together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I found my 21st birthday VHS tape?
Is that the one we had the dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yep, it's in the garage. I just don't have anything to play it on. But
can you even buy VCRs anymore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can buy them, but they're usually a dual stack with a VHS player and a DVD burner so that you can actually convert them over.
Ah, okay.
But I haven't had that one converted over yet, but yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a hell of a thing to send. Can you convert this over?
Yep.
Yeah, she was a rather large lady.
She was fluffy.
She was fluffy, but it was a good time. I remember
but she wasn't happy either.
No, she was pretty, well, she was already bitching. Well, dude, I mean, you're going to dance and you're a big lady and you know somebody there is going to say something that's going to be not very, like, you know what? I remember one quote that someone said there and it never left my head that night.
Yeah.
So I think it was, his name was Dave. He yelled out, "Bob, smell her armpits. I bet they stink." And I was like, God, dude, she doesn't want to know that. She doesn't want to hear that shit.
Right. And what would make you think of that?
I don't know. Yeah. He just wanted to be funny and gross, I guess. But I was like, first of all, no, you're not going to do that. But second of all, you know, that's going to maybe hurt her feelings. I mean, she's already coming in there and stripping down naked as a larger woman. That now Jason probably would have been all over that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Jason likes the bigger women.
Yeah.
So, but
and if they're a little musky, all the better for him.
No, shoot, man, you could throw them out in the woods rolling some cedar and Jason be looking them like dinner. Speaking of which, if you notice, Jason is not talking. Jason is not here with us tonight. He is he's feeling a little under the weather. I think he hit too many twisties, probably. Last I heard, he was trying to break the record, but I don't know if he made it or not.
Single-handed twisties.
Single-handed, yeah. The double, that's quite of a trick to do the doubles. So, what was I going to mention? There's something I was going to talk
about. Go ahead. Let's talk about first world problems.
All right. What's first world problems?
Do you know you can only buy 3 fire sticks at a time from Amazon?
You know, when you told me that the other day, because I remember you telling me that, or I looked that up or something, but I thought, you know what, that's bullshit. And I went and tried to buy like 8 of them for the hell of it, and it was like, 3.
3.
I was like, damn.
So I had to buy 3 of them from Apple, or 3 of them from Amazon, 3 of them from Best Buy, and picked up the last 2 from Kohl's, of all places.
Yeah, I know, Kohl's, isn't that crazy? Yeah. Yeah. I did not know that. I guess because people were getting really bad about hacking those and they didn't want to buy them in bulk, I guess.
Well, I think they want people that are buying in bulk to have a business account, and those are people that are actually resellers, and they probably have to have some kind of contract with Amazon. Or
yeah, but it shouldn't be none of your business, because, I mean, I can walk in and buy as many Apple TVs as I want. Can you?
I don't know. Well, that's Apple.
Yeah,
that's not Amazon.
Yeah, I know.
But I don't know if they've got the same restrictions on, like, their tablets or their Kindles or
probably not
whatever, but
I think it's related to that, where you could put all that movie stuff on there.
So, you know, Prime Day is coming up soon.
Prime Day. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Have you taken a look to see if there's anything in there that you want?
I know I have not.
I think it's sometime first week of July or something.
So, you know, I don't know if I've ever bought on Prime Day. What's so special about Prime Day?
Well, it's kind of like the day after Thanksgiving, but online at Amazon only, and they offer just killer deals. And some deals will only last for an hour, and some will be all day. And right now they've got like pre-Prime Day deals.
Well, I want to, if they have a stream, soda stream on there like yours, I wouldn't mind getting one of those. My soda stream sucks.
Well, you need a bottle like mine, too.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. You buy that bottle. That was pretty cool. Bob has a soda stream. He has the black one. And instead of buying those little individual bottles, he bought the adapter, and he bought a huge bottle.
Oh, it's a 20-pound tank. Just a standard CO2 tank that you find at a small convenience store or restaurant.
Yeah, the wife, we were here last weekend because me and Bob and the wife, we went and saw Everclear.
And Sister Hazel.
And Sister Hazel. We missed Deep Blue Something.
Yeah. Because, no, we didn't. Let's face it.
Well, okay, yeah, we kind of didn't. But I didn't help out much going to buy a stereo receiver.
True. We had to make a detour to Best Buy. That reminds me of the old days where we'd want to go rollerblading.
Yeah.
We ended up buying computer equipment. Remember that? We'd get together and say, hey, let's get together Saturday afternoon and go rollerblading. And then we'd all get together and was like, hey, I need to do this. Okay, well, we'll go do that, then go rollerblade. We never got to rollerblade.
No.
But we spent a shitload of money on other things.
Yeah, no shit.
Between computers and what all else? Sound systems for the cars.
Cars, yeah. Of course, you know me. I always drove the biggest pieces of shit, but as long as the stereo sounded good, that's all that mattered to me. And I'm still kind of that way. Of course, I'm driving a decent car now, finally, but anyways.
Yeah.
God, man, what was it? Oh, I saw a thing I was sitting with the wife last night, and I started laughing my ass off because it kind of makes sense. She was on Facebook, and it was one of those memes or something on there, and it said, they keep telling me to turn down my air conditioner so I do not overload. You know, they want everybody to keep their system down so it doesn't overload the electricity and cause problems.
Right.
And then I said, well, what the fuck are you going to do when we have all these electric cars? And that's a good point. I mean, everybody's going to be charging their electric cars all the fucking time.
Yeah, but generally most people charge their electric cars overnight.
But still, overnight, ACs, yeah, but everybody's going to start overnight using their AC, okay, and also they're going to charge their cars.
But at that point in time, you don't have all of the industrial production that happens during the daytime.
God, Bob, you just ruined a good meme.
Sorry.
Damn it. I thought it made pretty
sense. I've actually looked up the numbers on all of that stuff, and electric cars do make sense for people that don't need to drive more than like 350 miles.
Oh, no, I've never disagreed with that. I like people at work, they're like, what are you going to do when it breaks down or your engine and, you know, and you got to go to Texas? I'm like, man, these cars, they're like, you know, you can only go 350 miles. Well, your average car only goes 350 miles.
Right.
It depends on what you got, unless you got a damn smart car you can drive around the world.
And I guarantee if they put a supercharger in Bucky's, it'll be charged up by the time you get out of that son of a bitch.
Yeah, because it takes so long to get in, because you got to look at everything.
Well, you got to get, you know, 18 pounds of beef jerky and, yeah, and your beaver nuggets. Yeah, and
I mean, they're a smart idea, and I agree with it, because people can drive around locally. It makes sense. You know, you're not going long distance. It's a great thing to have. The only thing I hear that a lot of people that I've read and heard people say that, you know, there's only so much of that damn lithium around.
Oh, no. They're mining it. Regularly.
But when you think about where they're mining it from, apparently there's only one location that really has all the lithium. Is that true, or am I reading that wrong?
I think there's multiple locations.
Okay.
I'd need to look it up.
Yeah, but it's just they're saying, well, what are you going to do when that runs out? And then plus, you know, the actual battery, especially being in Oklahoma, it's not exactly the ideal place to have an electric car in Oklahoma.
Because of the heat.
Yeah. And then, you know, some states you can't really do it because it's really cold. I mean, you can do it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of wear and tear on these cars.
Right, because the temperature affects the efficiency of the battery.
Yeah, and you think they're going to try to find some way to maybe get it to where they can maybe enclose those batteries in a better environment.
Right.
But I don't think they've come up with that yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Well, but everybody's still complaining about it. So.
Well, for me, my car gets about 400 miles to a tank of gas.
Yeah.
And I actually have to look at my credit card statement to figure out the last time I filled up. That's how little I drive.
Yeah. You don't drive a lot. Yeah. I mean, I drive to work every day because, I mean, you work from home. Where in the hell are you going to go?
Well, I occasionally run up to the grocery store, occasionally need to go have a beer. You know, other than that.
Go to the titty bar, you know.
I haven't been to one of those in a while. That needs to happen soon.
I haven't been to one in a long time either, and that's not going to happen with me. The wife will not approve of that, so it's not going to happen. So. Well. You and Jason go, and y'all tell me all about it.
Okay.
I'm sure the stories will be just insane as always.
They're never insane.
Dude, every time we go somewhere, especially when we were younger, dude, something always fucking happened. It never failed. I mean, we didn't even plan it. Hey, we just want to go have a good time. There's a fight. There's some chicks getting after it on each other. There's some dude banging some chick. Do you remember that where was that at? Yes, I burped. At the,
there's the 15-year-old.
No, not that. We're not even talking about that because that was a fucked up story.
Yeah, you were emptying your wallet on a weekly basis to this girl that was on stage. And then we go in there like one weekend and like, hey, where's she at? And they're like, oh, didn't you hear? She was only 15. She had a fake ID and they busted her.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. I appreciate that. Yeah. But yeah, that's how it went down. Yeah, I mean, she was cool and we hung out when we used to go over there. And then, but nothing ever happened in between us just to make sure that's set straight. But yeah, that was really weird. It's like, hey, I don't remember her name. What was her name?
We won't get into that.
We'll call her Nikki. Where's Nikki? And they're like, oh, you didn't hear? Yeah, man, she was like 15, and the cops came in here and dragged her ass out of here, her and her boyfriend. Yeah. I'm like, oh, shit, that's weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that wasn't good. Yeah. So
started saving you a lot of money, though.
Yeah. You know, actually, dude, we weren't known for tipping. If you think about it.
Dude, you were on point anytime she was on stage.
You were
on pervert row.
I was not. Yeah, don't make me sound like that. I was not.
You know the sad thing is?
What?
She's now older than your wife.
Fuck. You know, that's a true statement.
Yeah. You hadn't thought of that, have you?
No, I haven't. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up.
Okay. So, you know, Britney got married.
Oh, Britney Spears?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I heard she... Oh, hang on. We got to do that right. There you go. I heard she got married, and yeah. I read today, it was on, I think it was like MSN News, or she cut her hair off.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she's got short hair now. That's what I read. That's okay. That's what I read. So that'll be a, I don't know what it looks like, but yeah, she got married, and apparently the first guy she married, in Vegas that one time, he showed up at her wedding and crashed it, and they had to haul him off as security.
Yeah, I heard that too.
But, you know, people are like, I don't know why you do that. The guy's probably insane. He was sitting in Vegas one time, and the hottest girl in the whole world that everybody wanted, he just married her, and she's rich. And then 14 hours later, he's not married to her anymore. I think my mind would explode too, don't you?
I don't know.
I'd be like, yay, oh, I'd be all upset.
Okay, see, okay, that's shorter, but it's not short.
I don't know if that's the, is that the shape?
Yeah,
the haircut?
That's supposed to be okay. the shorter haircut after she returned to Instagram after her wedding.
Oh, well, that's interesting. I don't know. I think it looks like shit. You don't care, though, do you?
No.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I still think Jessica Simpson's way hotter. By far.
And they had to get a quote from her hairstylist. She likes to play with her hair color and her hair length. How insightful.
I know. It's so important. You know, that does crack me up how much we get involved in the celebrity lives and how they always tell us everything. You can click on Google Entertainment and we found out the reason why Rihanna broke up with her boyfriend. Who gives a fuck? But apparently somebody out there does.
Yeah.
I don't really give a shit. So.
Yeah.
We're bad about celebrity. Like TMZ is just blowing it out of the way. They've just gone too far, in my opinion. Too damn nosy. A bunch of shit that we don't care about.
Well, if people didn't care, there would be no TMZ.
Yeah, no. Maybe I'm just kind of just dogging on the people that always do that. Because I will say I was bad about it for years. I would always read the celebrity news.
Right.
Just so I could have something to bitch about. And I'm like, God, what a fucking idiot. Oh, what a moron. Oh, why did he do that?
Yeah.
And then I caught myself and I'm like, okay, I make fun of people who are so into their lives. And then I catch myself
right
doing it, but for another reason, not to make my life better. It's just, I wanted to just talk about how stupid they were.
Yeah. Speaking of how stupid the people are, let's talk about your dream.
Okay. Yes. This was so weird. I'm laying in bed and I have a dream that there's this guy that I watch on YouTube. I haven't watched him lately. His name's Steven Crowder. He's kind of a comedy Republican.
Like Louder with Crowder. Is
yeah,
that his
yeah,
thing?
Yeah. Louder Crowder. Yeah. He's got a pretty good show. He's got a comedian on there too. Anyways, and I like the show, but I haven't watched it lately. But anyways, in this dream, he's fighting some big demon and the demon pushes him down. And so in this dream,
and you run to his defense.
Yeah. So I'm running to go help. And I look down and Steven looks back at me and I'm like, I got it, dude. So I take off running and I go over to this big old demon and I go to do this big jump kick and hit him in his chest. Right. Well, he moves just in time and I slam into the wall. At the time that I slammed in the wall, apparently my actual body was in full motion. My head slammed on the nightstand. The lamp went off, glass went flying everywhere. I got dogs freaking out, and I land on the ground, and I'm holding my face, and it just hurts like hell, and I look around, there's glass all over me and stuff. And my wife, I hear her go, where are you? And all of a sudden, I kind of pop up from the bed, and I look at her, and I go, ow! She goes, what the hell did you do? And she goes, look, you're always doing this punching and fighting and yelling in your sleep. She goes, but you have never done that. What the hell? I mean, dude, I come out of that bed with a flying kick.
That was a really dream you had with two chicks, right?
No, it wasn't. It was actually that. Dude, no, it's a. I don't have anything really cool to go along with it to justify the dream. No, I don't. It was terrible. I wish I should have just made up something different.
Well, has she ever had a dream that you cheated on her and then be mad in hell at you for like days?
Oh, yeah, she's done that. Yeah. Well, she doesn't hold a grudge, but she has told me that she's woke up in the morning and like, she'll say, come here, you motherfucker. And she'll get up and walk around. She'll go drink some coffee. She's all mad. But she said she calms down. She's like, I calm down, but I've heard about some women, boy, they hold that grudge, boy. Yeah. It's like, I didn't even do anything.
Right.
Yeah, you ever had that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get bitched out? And
I just tell them, that's on you.
That's on you. You know, if you keep acting like that, it might happen. That's what you tell them, right?
No, I ignore that kind of behavior.
Yeah, that's
probably why I'm single.
Probably. You don't put up with a whole lot.
No.
No. If it's just corny and kooky, you're just like, ah, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's lay a scenario then. Britney Spears comes over and she decides she wants to hang out with Bob and she wants to give you a little phone thing.
Yep.
And then she falls asleep and then she has a dream that you've already cheated on her. And right. She gets mad at you and she's so angry with you and she don't want to talk to you. Do you let her walk out the door?
No, I hate sex.
Okay, I figured that was coming.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's that line on that hot, crazy Matrix.
Yeah, there is that line. Yeah. And
so you know where you stand whenever you're dealing with somebody like Britney.
But if you've got a full crazy, you don't let her stay at your house.
No, you always try to go to her place.
Her place or get a room somewhere. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you full crazy, she knows where you live, man, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm trying not to do that.
No.
Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, you were over helping me out, hanging some TVs on the wall. Yes. And your wife called and wanted to remind you that the next night was date night.
Yes.
All right, so you're leaving. I'm standing on the front porch. You're getting into your car. And we'd already discussed earlier, I said, you know what date night means, don't you? And you're like, what? And I was like, anal.
Yeah,
that was and funny. I'm standing on the front porch.
You said it loud enough.
You're getting into the car, and I'm like, don't forget tomorrow night's date night. And you're like, oh, yeah. And I was like, remember, that means anal. And I'm like, holy shit. What if my neighbors are hearing this exchange?
I bet somebody heard you.
Because then they're going to think that me and Brian are having a thing, and he's, yeah. You know.
Like, you're all excited. You can have anal with me tomorrow night.
I'm so excited.
Tomorrow night's date night.
Live it up, baby. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
We started watching The Stand. Have you seen that yet?
I have not. Okay, I've heard about it.
It's an old Stephen King book. I think they made one back in the 80s, and then now they've made one in 2020. We started watching it. We're on, like, I don't know, episode 4 or 5. It's on Paramount. Guess who's in it?
I've never even...
Amber Heard?
No, Amber Heard is the one that just got the shit kicked out of her in court with the whole Johnny Depp thing.
That's her. She's in it.
She's in it. Okay.
Yes, dude. It was so hard to. She's a main character in it, and all I keep thinking every time she's near a bed that she's gonna shit on it. And I keep making jokes, and my wife's like, "Shut up!" I'm like, "Oh, will y'all help me? I need to take a big shit on a pillow."
But, I hope it's on my pillow.
Oh boy, he's fucked himself, hasn't he?
Hey, he has.
His pillows are on clearance at Walmart now.
Are they on clearance? I thought they said they weren't going to stock anymore. I guess they got to get rid of the...
They just quit selling. Yeah. Dude, that guy had he turned his life around. He had a good thing going.
He had a gold mine.
Yeah, he had a gold mine, and then he opened his mouth.
Yep.
And he got way too involved. You know, man, everybody can have their own opinion, but I'm sorry. If I've got a multi-million-dollar business and I hate someone that's the president, I don't give a fuck or if I like him or if I hate everybody else, I ain't saying a word. That's right. My business. You can run that so easy.
Oh, yeah.
And he did it anyways, and I'm sorry, dude. That's all on you.
Yep.
You just let all your people down because you couldn't keep your damn mouth shut.
Well, not only the fact that he was, I understand people supporting people. But whenever the people that they're supporting turn out to be just so vile and everything, then all of a sudden you're associated with that.
You put yourself in a position.
I know people change over time. If you don't distance yourself from those type of people, then... you're going to be associated with them.
Oh, yeah, and then it's stuck to you, and things aren't going to go right. That's why you've got to keep yourself out of the limelight when it comes to stuff like that. You're allowed an opinion, but you're not allowed to push. Well, I mean, you're allowed to do anything you want, but in a proper way to save your ass, don't ever push it like that. Just leave it alone.
Well, you're allowed an opinion, and you're also allowed the consequences of that opinion.
Yes, that is true. Yes, and if you he could have come out and said, you know what, guys, I just don't agree with that. But anyways, blah, 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 went on about his business, ran his business.
Yeah.
But he didn't let up.
Well, let me tell you about something I saw the other day that was more bizarre than my pillow.
What's that?
Sun-charged water. There's these cokes on the internet that are claiming that if you put a gallon of distilled water in like quart mason jars and then set it outside for 6 or 8 hours, then you've energized the water and it's much better for you than just regular water.
The most I would see about anything like this, I don't know about energized, but I know you can boil water and you can boil out all the impurities.
Right.
That's the only thing that would even come close to making sense on that to me.
I mean, if that was the case, back when we had sun tea, every kid in the 80s would be as healthy as a horse, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Well, dude, we didn't die, did we? Well, no.
So just put 4 or 5 tea bags in a gallon jug, set it out in the morning, and by the afternoon you had sun tea.
Yeah.
Well, you had sun tea and sun-charged water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And there's people that probably believe that, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a whole sub-community out there that's believing that.
And I don't understand people.
Well,
sometimes you just got to look at common sense.
Flat Earth.
Yeah.
Sun-charged water.
Yeah.
Well, they used to have this thing called, people were raving about this stuff called living water. They wanted water that had been flowing through something because water that was still lost its life. And it just was the most, you cannot change the chemical composition of water by moving it.
I know, dude, people are really, and you know, hey, I've been caught up a few times in my life on things that were kind of gimmicky, but I went for it. People will tend to go for these gimmicks and they believe in it.
Yeah.
And they will follow it. I'll give you a little example of how sometimes people are gullible about things about stuff. I used to work with this girl that she would always, I mean, this is kind of related to what we're talking about, but it's just how she believes. She would tell me, your haircut, I don't like it. And I'm like, well, so? She goes, where do you get your haircut at? And I'm like, I don't go to this barber. It's like $6 or whatever.
Right.
And she's like, you need to go over to, you know, Zip Zap Clammy House or some kind of trendy place. I go, really? And she goes, yeah. She goes, they do better haircuts. I don't know why. You need to go over there. And I said, how much is it? She goes, oh, that's like $30, $35. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll give it a shot next time. So I came back after getting a haircut and stuff and walked up to her and I said, hey, my hair looked better. And she goes, did you go over there? I said, yeah, that's where I went. She goes, that looks so much better.
You didn't go over there. You went to the $6
haircut. Absolutely. And I told her. And then one time I had a cup of coffee that I had poured out of a 7-Eleven cup and I had a lid on it. And she was all about these coffee things. So I'm looking at her and I go, you should try this coffee I bought. And she goes, what? I said, this guy actually backpacks the coffee out of the mountain and he brings it down and he sells
on his little burrow and his name's Juan Valdez.
Only a certain amount and he cleanses it with certain purified waters.
Yeah.
And then he'll blend it and make it. And I said, I got some of it. She goes, are you serious? And she took a drink of that. She goes, that's the best fucking coffee I think I've ever had in my life. And she goes, really? What's the name of it? I said, I don't know. 7-Eleven was selling it. Dude, she was so pissed.
But people get off on that stupid shit.
I know, dude. And hey, I've been subject to it too. There's been like, you know, back when I got on my whole vegan kick, all these different things that I've tried and done. Now, granted, I did feel better, but I think some of it now that I step back out and kind of look at more of it, it seems some of it is a little ridiculous.
Oh, there's a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the health benefit of it. People have cured some of their cancers with it. People have cured some of their health problems with it. It does work, but I think some people just ride too far because they'll say, oh, this is vegan juice.
Right.
And you're like, and if you really look it up, no, it's in the juice right next to you. Someone's stuck vegan juice on it and they put some pretty colors on the bottle. And then all of a sudden this is the shit. And
yeah.
It's just great marketing is what it is.
Yeah.
And that's how a lot of things are. You buy things anymore and people are more, there are videos on YouTube that people watch just to see the unboxing of items.
Right.
They don't care if it works or not. They just want to see the unboxing. And like it gets them off. It's the weirdest shit. And I don't understand that.
That could be my OnlyFans channel.
Yeah, there you go.
I will unbox for you.
There you go. Denise Richards started an OnlyFans account today.
No, she didn't.
Because her daughter turned 18 and she started one and people gave her shit. So she stood up for her daughter. Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to get one too. Oh, way to go. Let's promote your daughter being a whore. All right, there we go. That's awesome. I mean, I don't know what she's doing there.
But let's face it. Denise Richards' daughter is also Charlie Sheen's daughter, right?
Yeah.
What can you really expect? Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But I read that today. I was like, oh, wow. That's crazy. Denise Richards' daughter on OnlyFans. Now that she's done it, I guarantee there's probably going to be now shitloads of people are going to join up on their celebrity-wise, showing off the tatas and their tang-tang, and everybody's going to just, they're going to glorify it. They're going to say it's an okay thing to do, which in reality,
I don't care.
If you don't have any morals whatsoever, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, if my daughter called me and said, hey, Dad, I'm going to start an OnlyFans account and I'm going to show off my hoo-hoo. No.
Yeah.
Please don't.
you're going to say, you're going to support her and say, that's fine, I'll get my own.
Yeah, that's exactly. Me and Bob and Jason, we're going to get our own. We're going to get on there and we're going to just bang our nuts around. That's all the video is. It was just hitting our nuts on things.
Yeah, sword fighting.
Sword fighting. That would be fun.
And not real swords.
Hey, maybe we can get it sponsored by Geico.
You're right. That would be awesome.
No shit.
All right, so shout out to the OU softball girls. They won the national title.
Yes, they did. Now, folks, I know we're a little behind on some of this news because we weren't here last week, right. So we're kind of catching up. But, yes, congratulations to every one of them.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Did you ever get the new poster back in?
I did.
Was it okay?
It was perfect.
But did he like it?
Yep.
Okay. Bob, his favorite water hole around here, he took a picture of that of the owner of the bar and the girl.
That's the general manager, yeah.
Yeah, general manager had it blown up and put in a frame, took it to him.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool of him, man.
Yeah, he was pretty stoked about it.
I bet he was. I bet it's hanging in there, too, isn't it?
He said he'd have it hung up in the bar by the time I got ready for a beer tonight.
Sweet.
So.
That's awesome. You know, I might have to go by there and have a beer with you because I want to see it.
Okay.
What time? You going after the show or are you going later?
Later.
I might not be here.
I usually don't go till probably 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll probably be
here. When I was growing up, Mom always told me that nothing good happened before midnight, so why bother showing up before then?
You know, that's kind of true. You know, I remember as the older I got, I started going to bars later and later.
Yeah.
Because you realize that's when everything's starting to flow. When everything first gets there, you're just kind of like,
Right.
You're like the person that everybody just walks in and sees you sitting there waiting.
So the OU men's baseball team is in the College World Series right now. They've got two games to play Saturday and Sunday, and hopefully only Saturday and Sunday because it's a 2 out of 3, and if they win Saturday and Sunday, there won't be a Monday third game. And so Hudson's usually opens up at 4 p.m. on Sundays. And so the GM says, yeah, I can open up at 1:30 for the game. So
we're all
happy about that. So I'm cooking up some barbecue, taking it up there.
Oh, you're picking it up? You're cooking it?
I'm cooking.
Where are you cooking it at?
Here.
Where? Your thing isn't done, is it?
It will be.
Okay. So you're going to go ahead and start getting that going.
I'm getting up about daylight in the morning and putting that thing together like it needs to be. So cool. by 3 or 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, smoker should be rolling.
If anybody's looking for a used smoker, Bob has one. And he'll even give it to you.
Nobody wants it. Nobody wants that.
That thing's cooked a lot of meat.
It's had 18 years of hard use.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've fed a lot of people with that thing.
Oh, you have.
Yeah.
Tons. I can't imagine how many pounds you've probably cooked in there.
I could do 100 pounds at a time.
Damn. And it's just a refrigerator. An
old three-door milk cooler.
Yeah.
From the '60s.
Now, is this new one, is it built just as good?
I think it's better.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I noticed the side has some dents. Did hell hit it?
No, I think that was just dings from being in the kitchen. It was in the previous home, and people run carts into it and shit. And
that makes sense. Okay, I thought because you've had so much damn hail out here.
No, it'd be hard to hit that with a hailstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I didn't even have that the last time a hailstorm came through. So, But speaking of hailstorms, I finally got my new windows. On the west side of the house, all the new windows have been replaced, and these are so cool because it was like 95 degrees the day that they put them in. That afternoon, I went and touched the windows. You couldn't even tell it was warm outside.
Wow.
Yeah. Those are the double pane with the low E argon or whatever filler they put in them to make them.
So you're going to replace the whole house with them?
I'm thinking about it. Well, the windows in my house are like 22, 23 years old. So I know that, I think about 25 years is about all you should be able to get out of a windows. Now, that's kind of bizarre to me because in the house I grew up in, whenever the parents bought it in 76, I think it would have been built in 69. So they were 7 years old then. And whenever I sold it in 2020, it still had the same windows.
Same original windows in it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes if you don't want to change out your windows, you can, have them come in and have them tinted, or you can do something to them to help them.
But these were old shitty single pane windows there wasn't low nothing in them.
They were just windows.
They were windows were all they were.
But windows are expensive.
Yeah, they can be.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to wait until the glut dries down because I've been waiting on these since April of last year.
Speaking of waiting, any news on your bed?
Okay, I got an email about that this morning that said the bed had shipped. I was stoked. Get a call this afternoon and said, hey, we sent the email out by mistake. Now you're looking at a ship date of August the 8th.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, I tell him go fuck off.
And you know, it was already in town. It was already here.
Yeah.
And they shipped it back because
they got it to the wrong location because the people weren't there anymore.
So,
whatever happened with you had to pay extra.
Oh, that went by the wayside real quick.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, they wanted extra money for me to because it had been so long since I ordered it, the cost of everything had went up, and I was like,
it's already made. Fuck off.
I was like, you guys attempted delivery a month ago, but your system didn't update the.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
The address of the warehouse for the people that actually install it. So that's on y'all.
Yeah. So, I would tell them I want the white glove treatment and I want a twisty on the way out.
Absolutely. Okay, speaking of beds, saw a thing the other day. Guy had a sign above his bed and the house was for sale. So realtors were coming through and showing it to people. And they get to the bedroom and right over the bed, there's a sign that says, "Welcome to Pound Town."
Yes, I remember that too. Yes, the guy had listed the home.
He did.
And the realtor didn't realize it was up there. And it went viral.
I wouldn't give a fuck. If I wanted that sign above my bed, that's the sign that it'd be there.
Oh, well, I mean, you wouldn't really notice it until you read it. It just looks like your typical pretty picture.
Well, you see these signs and these letters, live, laugh, love.
Yeah, love is in this room and all that shit. And this one's like, that's Pound Town.
Or all because two people fell in love.
Yeah.
I've got one. Instead of live, laugh, love, I'm going to repaint that song, bitch, that says feast, fuck, and frolic. Feast,
frolic. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got one of them live, love, and life
things
or something in my house, yeah. Yeah, I got it from Jason, actually.
Okay, they were okay at some point, maybe sparingly, but now it's just everywhere.
And they've got so many of those damn signs. Yeah, it's annoying to me. The wife likes them. I don't know. I'm just like, whatever. I'd rather hang up some art.
Yeah. Okay, cool art. Speaking of art, I saw this thing the other day, and this artist had passed away, and the widow was selling his art collection, and you could get prints for oil paintings for like $169 when they would originally, whenever he was alive, would sell for like $700. Well, I got to looking into it. It was a total scam. These weren't painted by him. These were reproductions painted by people that that worked for their studio in his technique. And so she's on there as the grieving widow, blah, blah, blah. Find out he died in 2019.
Wow. So she's just trying to make a buck.
And, well, whenever you see that there's 72 pages and each page has 20 different art pieces, you're like, how much shit did he have stored?
Yeah, no shit.
But no, it's...
I would like to have more art in my house, but man, sometimes I think these artists are just a little too proud of their stuff. Sometimes it's a little ridiculous.
I don't know.
I've seen some they sell for $2,000, and I'm like, dude, no.
But how long did it take him to paint it?
And now, to me, it don't take long for someone to paint something, in my opinion, unless it's something really detailed. Most of this other stuff's just kind of like paint thrown designs because I like abstract art. I like stuff like that.
Yeah, but you know, you take the cost of the canvas, the easel, all the paints.
Time that took him to do it, but I don't see $2,000.
Well, not, it's not just the time it took him to do it. It took the time that it took him to learn how to do it.
Well, yeah, that too. But then, you know, they call them starving artists because a lot of people will not pay that kind of their money.
No, they call them starving artists because they suck.
Well, no, there's some that are very good. I mean, hell, look at Nathan.
Yeah.
He's an amazing artist.
But have you ever seen a good artist with good business sense?
No.
You either get one or the other.
No, that's true, too.
So a good artist needs to pair up with a business person and say, hey, I'm pretty good at photography, or I'm pretty good at painting, or
I tried several different things with him.
Yeah,
of course, when we were friends, and like I told him, I said, for example, I said, hey, when you finish a painting, turn it over, get a pen, write something about your day, and then just sign it.
Yeah,
I said, pretty soon, if something ever strike, people are interested in getting all your paintings because they want to know what you were doing every day when you were making these paintings.
Right?
Nah, it's stupid. He wouldn't do
right.
And one time we went down to Paseo District, and now it was funny watching him do this. He walked into an art gallery, and he looked around, and he looked at some paintings, and this lady walked, can we help you? And he goes, yeah, I got a question. And she goes, what's that? And he goes, why are they asking $300 for this? Well, that's an artist from around here. And he goes, that looks like shit.
Oh.
He told her straight out. He said, I can outdraw this, outdo every bit of this, and I don't even get near that because Nathan, he sold his paintings at a fair rate when he did sell them.
Yeah.
Of course he would love to sell one, you know, for $4,000 or $5,000. Who wouldn't?
Right.
But he knew the common sense of what was around, and he would sell some.
Yeah.
He's got one that hung, I don't know if it's still there, but the one that really got some attention, it was a big one, and it was hanging in a tattoo parlor in California. Hmm. A guy was here, saw it, bought it. It was Dick Tracy sitting on the couch and the villain sitting on the other side playing with Dick Tracy's watch while Dick Tracy was smoking crack. It was an awesome, awesome painting.
Yeah.
And he sold that pretty quick. But some of the artists, man, I just think they asked too much. I think if they stayed in a general area, I think they would sell their stuff more. But of course, I know they're trying to, you know, oh, if it costs $3,000, it must be really, you must really be a big guy, you know,
right.
Really important. But no, it's just a local artist that's looked at it and thought $3,000 and sets it up there. Most yeah. likely, it's never going to sell unless that right person comes along.
Right.
Of course, you don't want your art selling like art in Walmart either. You know, you want True. Yourself to be special. But I think some of it's just way too high.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. But if I had my choice, I'd have art all over my house.
Yeah.
I like it. Cool stuff. Like, you know, music art. You know, like... You know, like say like someone done an art of, let's say someone took your Britney Spears picture over there and drew, I mean, you know, painted it all up kind of abstract. That'd be a cool looking picture.
Maybe.
Yeah. Be awesome. So, I don't know. So what else you got?
Windows 11.
I've already downloaded and used it. It's not bad.
My laptop won't use it.
Oh, cause it's not compatible.
Dude, I've got an i7, like an HQ7440 processor, quad core, 16 gigs of RAM in my laptop, blah, blah, blah.
Windows is bad about that.
And it's like, yeah, your processor's not supported for this operating system. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I could get Windows 95 downloaded on a 486, and now then they're all, oh. And they've got an actual list. They get so uppity about the processors they support that it's, you know, we'll support this one, but we're not going to support these three.
Yeah.
And
that's why you just go to Mac and get it over with.
And there's absolutely nothing, well, that I know of, that's different in the class of processors that they're supporting and not.
That's why you get a Mac Pro,
yeah,
17-inch, and then you don't worry about that shit for many years. Mac will update, their shit stays compatible for a long-ass time. Hell, this latest update they just did,
yeah,
that last one, it would actually work on the iPhone 6.
Right.
Yeah. You don't, no one else can do that.
Probably wouldn't work on it very well.
Not very well, but it would work.
Yeah.
So.
But see, that's how I update phones. Whenever the phone gets to the point that the OS just really doesn't work well on it anymore, I'll go ahead and update.
And that makes sense. That's a smart thing to do, yeah, because it's not, the phones, honestly, when you think about it, a lot of them haven't really started doing anything crazy that the other ones couldn't.
No.
I think the coolest thing they've come out with is the, like the Apple Pay,
yeah,
Android Pay. The cameras have gotten like freaking phenomenal.
Oh, they're stupid.
Yeah. I mean, you can take an iPhone and make a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you can actually do that. And their technology, the screens, all that. But if you really think about it, there hasn't really been a crazy change in phones in a long time. Now, the coolest thing that I think that I've seen the iPhone do lately that I found very interesting, and my ass just recently discovered this, I could take a picture of, like, you know, anything with words on it, and I can hold it down, and it'll scan those words and copy it.
Yep.
I'm like, holy shit, that's like on a picture.
Right.
And it'll do it. And that's pretty damn cool.
And it'll do the same thing if you take like a picture of a document.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll scan it like it'll say scan document.
Yep.
And it'll scan it just like a regular scanner.
Yeah. And it'll be like a Word document and not a like a PDF where everything is static in place.
So exactly.
Edit and things like that. So.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
So that was good. Okay. So summer solstice happened on the 21st. That was what, Monday or Tuesday?
What was it?
Yeah.
What was it?
Longest day of the year, summer solstice.
Did not know anything about that.
It happens every year, Brian.
It does?
June 21st is usually the day.
It's the longest day.
It may happen on June 22nd occasionally. It may happen on June 20th, but primarily it happens on the 21st.
Did not know that. Yep. Every year.
Yep.
Is there a reason?
That's whenever the Earth tilts closer towards the sun.
Ah, okay.
And then after June 21st is whenever it starts tilting back. So that's why we have shorter days in the winter and longer days in the summer.
Bingo. Makes sense. Okay. I didn't know there was a particular day that was longer than others.
Yep.
I did not know that.
So usually that's my favorite day of the year.
That's
usually
every day I work, but...
Because I try to get up before dawn on the summer solstice and enjoy the entire, 16 hours of daylight that we have.
So what time did the sun go down then?
It was close to 9 o'clock before you couldn't see outside. It might have even been after 9.
Huh. Did not notice that.
Yeah. But now we're past that now, so now we're slowly spiraling down to the dog days of winter.
Yeah, I know. And we got heat out the ass. You know, the other day we had a tree cut down in our backyard.
I saw some pictures on that.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about that? I've never seen this before. And the guy that cut the tree said he's never seen it this bad either. He looked up the tree. It's some kind of weird pear tree, but it doesn't grow pears, but it's a something pear tree. When he cut it down and it fell, when it fell on the ground, it looked like somebody took an entire gallon or 5 gallon bucket of orange powdered Gatorade and threw it in the air. I mean, the minute it hit, this huge cloud shot in the air and it was just orange and it was going in a circle and all of a sudden it just kind of drifted away. And I was like, the fuck was that? And he's like, pollen.
Really?
I said, are you serious? And he goes, yeah. And he says, I've never seen pollen that bad, especially at this time of year. He said, that was insane.
So basically you just, hit up the allergies of everybody in your neighborhood.
Oh, I nailed them bad. I mean, hell, you know, so I'm over here rubbing my nose and everything. But yeah, it hit. And then as we were picking up the limbs, it was just falling off the tree. Like it'd been laying there forever. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't know pollen was orange. Apparently it's different colors.
Speaking of weirdest thing, have you ever been drunk in grocery shopping?
I'm sure I've gone tipsy.
I did that the other night.
How was that?
I pulled into the Whataburger drive-thru to get a burger. There were like 13 cars in line. And, you know, Whataburger doesn't do anything fast. I was like, screw this. I can be at the grocery store, buy some food, and be at the house, have it cooked before that I'm done with this line.
They are slow.
So that's what I did. I bought some interesting things.
I bet you did.
Bought a bag of fries, frozen. I hardly ever buy frozen fries. I always just cut potatoes up.
Yeah, it makes more sense. They're fresh that way, but...
Yeah, and two packages of bacon and something else that was weird that I've long since forgotten.
Is that little rubber thing with that lube stuff, is that what you bought there too that was on the counter?
No. That comes from Amazon.
Okay. Have you noticed they sell that shit at Walmart now?
What's that?
You can buy those little vibrators at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. They've got them over there by the condoms and the...
Yeah.
They've got the lube, the vibrators, the whole nine yards, the personal massagers.
Yeah, that's what they call them, personal massagers.
Personal massagers.
I'm going to use this on my back. No, you're not.
Do you think many of those get returned?
Ooh, I can imagine. One time we were at Chrissy's Toy Box... and this lady was standing at the counter and she was buying a vibrator.
Yeah.
And she asked the guy, she said, so you mean, cause we didn't hear the whole conversation, but also she kind of got loud. She goes, so you mean if I wear this out and break it, I can bring it back and get you, you can get me a new one. And he goes, yes, ma'am. That's the kind of warranty it is. Huh? So I can use it a lot. And he goes, yeah, I mean, that's what it's there for. Yeah, give me that warranty. She goes, I'm going to use the shit out of this thing. I was like, oh, my God.
She hates somebody.
Probably.
She hated somebody in her life.
Probably. Boy, she was ready to take that home, put it to use.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I'm sure it's the same Christie's Toy Box. It was over on Douglas Boulevard across the street from Tinker Air Force Base.
Actually, I was at the one over there off of Sooner Reno. But okay. I know which one you're talking about.
All right. So, you know, there's that gas station. There's the gas
Tank
station.
And Tummy.
Yeah, and a couple of little stores, and then the Christie's Toy Box.
Yeah.
I pulled in there to get gas one day, and see this, minivan pull up in front of Christie's Toy Box. Family of four gets out, mom, dad, the two kids, and they blow right past the "you must be 21 to enter" sign and head right into the store. And I'm sure that they were going to be looking for action figures for the kids or,
oh, God.
Because it's not the kind of toy store that they were looking for.
I know. Anybody should. They must have been from out of state.
Well, I'm thinking right across the street from the Air Force Base. I would imagine that people get moved there, get stationed there, yeah. things like
oh,
that.
Oh, look, it's a toy box.
Let's, hey, the kids unpacked the room. Let's take them and go get them a new Star Wars figure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got them.
They got the Boba Wet.
Yeah. They got them the Chewy.
Yeah, that was a Chewy, all right.
That's funny. Yeah, one time, another time I went in there, we were walking by, and the lid was off the anal lube, and there was two scoops out of it. Yeah, that was like, ooh, what the hell is going on there?
Somebody was on a budget.
I guess so. I'm going to give you some anal tonight. I ain't got no money. They get two scoops of this, put it in this little bag, run home.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past it if that happened like that, too.
Yeah.
God, people are just...
Well, you know, the other night I was sitting at the bar and get a phone. The phone rang at the bar and the bartender answered it. And he's listing off all the specials they've got. I was like, really? I mean, if you're so budget conscious that you've got to, you know, call the bar to see if the specials coincide with what you want
to
drink.
You don't need to go to the bar.
You probably just need to stay at home.
Go to the store, get you a bottle.
Get something.
But I want some entertainment.
Well, then turn up your radio louder.
Yeah, no shit.
You know. Get you that, a Pandora account.
Yeah.
Set up your playlist and go.
See, I don't go to bars that much anymore, of course. I mean, I'm married and got two kids, wife and everything. But me and her both were just like, we don't really care to go to the bar.
Yeah.
It just hasn't phased us in a while. We'd rather, if we're going to go somewhere, we're going to hang out with friends and drink or just sit at home.
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
Less dealing with less idiots. People are strange.
Some are, absolutely.
Some are losing their minds, man.
But, you know. I sit here all day, every day, four walls.
Well, yeah, you need to get out because you work from home. So.
And, you know, I kind of like being around people.
Yeah.
Especially whenever I got so much crap going on here. I've got the living room project. I still haven't heard anything back. It's been 2 weeks. I'm getting the attic ladder replaced in my garage.
Yeah, sorry to tell you about that. Yeah, time you're down, this is going to be a new house.
So, you know, whenever they came to install it, they had the wood ladder install kit, not the metal ladder install kit. So that all got screwed up. And then I've got the backyard that I'm still dealing with because last April I had just finished my yard. I had put down like 20 bags of mulch. I put solar lights around the patio area. Everything was spick and span. It looked festive, everything. Then that hailstorm hit, and it just hammered the shit out of my backyard. It tore the shit out of my patio heater. All the solar lights took hits.
Poor Bob.
I mean, it wrecked my patio table, my chairs, the whole nine yards. And I just haven't been motivated since then.
You're just like, fuck it.
It's like, you know, I don't know why.
Well, it's been lately now that it's really hot. Before, it rained all the time.
Right.
We haven't really had just a decent day of weather in a little while. I mean, around the nighttime, it cools off a little bit now, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's not even cooling off that much at night. Night's still mid-70s.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Okay. Have you ever bought a pair of boots? Cowboy boots?
Yes.
Okay.
One. Yes. Hated it.
Okay. The entire time I was growing up, my dad wore cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Okay. And whenever, somehow or another, you know, whenever it got to sizing of boots, he always said he wore a 10D. Me being the, not knowing about boots, I didn't realize that D was the width. I thought D had something to do with the quality of the boots.
Yeah, I could see where you would think that, yeah.
So whenever I went and bought me a pair of boots a few years ago, well, it's been a lot more than a few years ago now, but my normal shoe size is a 12, so I told him I wanted a 12D. My shoe size is a 12-4E.
in a boot?
No. In a regular shoe?
Oh, yeah.
So I should have been asking for extra. Here I am stuffing my feet in these sons of bitches, and I never could understand why people thought boots were comfortable because they weren't for me.
Boots have never been comfortable.
So I was pumping, you know, 10 pounds of sausage in a 5-pound casing and then walking around on them all night. And so it took me a long time to realize, oh, the D was not for any type of quality. It was the width.
When he was walking around, did you say hee-haw a lot?
Yeah.
Yeehaw. Yeehaw. Yeah. And truck and tailgate and back roads. Did you talk about beer?
I was probably drinking beer.
Oh, okay. Well, there
was
part of it.
I'm sure there was a girl involved.
There always is.
Yeah.
Because if you normally don't do that.
Right.
And all of a sudden this girl's like, I really like country. And yeah. You're going like, I want to go meet our boats.
Dude, I've got a suede vest. I don't know where that son of a bitch came from.
Do you have an S&M outfit also?
Not yet.
No, yeah, you haven't met her yet?
No.
I like to be whipped and beat.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
And I want you to look festive for the occasion. All right.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah. Buy me some cinch rings and some leather straps and get this thing going. Yeah.
Get you a Jacob's ladder on your dick and you'll be ready to go.
No. There will be no piercings.
No piercings on your cock?
No. No, I saw a guy one time that had like 76 piercings on his junk. And I was like, how do you get through airport security?
Hey, there are air support security, and I wonder if it does make a difference in the sex with the girl. Does she like, ooh?
Well, apparently he claims it does. But where I was at, he was single, so I don't know.
Yeah, have a girl with him at the time?
No.
Okay, then. Apparently it ain't too much.
Right.
Yeah. You know what they say about people who have size 11 shoes, don't you?
They've got size 11 socks?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Big feet, big socks. Yeah. Okay, anyways.
Yeah, but I just, no piercings.
I've heard about people getting a Jacob's ladder, or they'll get it right through their head or their dick. Well, I know the guy that done that once.
Well, they never pee right again.
Hey, it's all weird and
right. Going
in spiral circles. And
yeah, and shooting out both sides. And it looks like you're, instead of going with the lightsaber, you're doing that Darth Maul thing where it's got the two twisties coming out the side.
Oh, God. No, the way I look at it is, if I cannot please you enough with just what I have and I've got to start shoving metal in it, then it's probably time just to hang it up.
No, at that point in time, you're like, I can trade you out for somebody else.
Yeah, I can get somewhere else. I don't need, you don't, now, you know, I mean, I'll be more welcome to, you know, tape something to myself if that's what you need, but that's going to be it.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm throwing a hot dog down a hallway, that's not my problem.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
No doubt.
Okay, so I've got a note here that I do not know what it references. All it says is dingy past. I wrote down dingy past because it reminded me of something.
I don't know.
And I can't for the life of me know what it was. Apparently I didn't give myself a good enough note to.
Dude, that dingy past could be anything.
It could.
It could mean anything.
Yeah. At some point in time, I'm going to have a revelation and it's going to come to me, but
today
is not that day. So have you seen any of the new third season of The Boys yet?
No, I have not, actually, because I don't have Amazon. I don't.
You got rid of your Prime account?
Yeah, man, I don't buy anything from there hardly anymore. I don't buy enough stuff from them anymore to carry it.
Dude, last year, I counted up, I had 179 deliveries from Amazon.
Because you do everything through Amazon.
I do. Anything I need. If I'm sitting here at the house, I'm like, okay, I need this. Amazon, be here tomorrow. Amazon, be here two days.
Oh, it's very convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, I don't blame anybody for using it. I just kind of, it's kind of like right now I'm in this dilemma. I don't watch Apple TV. I don't really play their arcade games. Yeah. But in order to get it cheap enough for the music and the space,
right,
you can do Apple One. It costs me $20 a month.
And it comes with the arcade games. The
arcade games comes with Apple. I don't watch Apple TV. It all comes with it. I want to get rid of it so damn bad, but it's there, and it's one of my quirks.
Right.
I'm not using it. I don't want it. But if I go through and start checking off stuff, it goes up to $20-something.
Right.
I'm like, all right, I guess I'm stuck with it.
Yeah, basically, you're getting shit that you don't need.
Yeah, and it's like, why can't you just give me that deal and make it cheaper, and I'll just use this.
Well, what they're hoping is that you'll start using your Apple TV and then even buy more stuff.
Man, Apple TV is just not very good to me. I don't really care for it. I'm not impressed with it at all. I've been really impressed with HBO Max. You got HBO Max yet?
No.
Yeah, that's really nice. That works really good. So does Paramount. Paramount's got quite a bit too, and I got it for free for a year.
Would you remember decades ago, people were complaining, I don't want to buy a whole TV package. I just want to buy the channels I want.
Yeah.
Now then, everybody's going to buy the channels they want, and they don't want to, and they're bitching about the price of all the channels they want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can get, you can buy, like, I mean, I'll tell you something. I can get Paramount, Netflix. Apparently, Netflix is losing their ass right now.
I dropped Netflix.
Yeah, a lot of people are, apparently. But HBO Max and Hulu, you can get all those combined together on the price.
Yeah.
It's still cheaper than buying cable.
It is.
Way cheaper. But yeah, people will still bitch. Of course, you're like, I don't want to pay that much. But, like, well, I mean, I'm getting Paramount and Netflix for free through T-Mobile.
Yeah.
But HBO Max I'm paying for, and then Disney, ESPN.
Right.
And Hulu are a package deal with those three. Right. And that's like, I don't know, $14 a month or something like that. But, yeah, it's worth it. Like, my dad still has a shitload of Dish Network TV that he pays like almost $200 a month. Like, man, you know, he goes, I watch a lot of TV. Leave me alone. Okay. So I'm trying to tell him to save some money.
That's your thing.
Yeah. He doesn't want to deal with it. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm fixing to have to get DirecTV.
Boy. Because, you're getting the streaming one, though,
right? Yeah. And we're getting the DirecTV streaming with the NFL Sunday ticket. And I already checked with DirecTV, and they'll let me have as many streams in my house as I want.
That's nice.
And OEC came in last week, and they laid fiber in my backyard.
So it's getting close.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I don't know exactly how soon it's going to be here, but OEC fiber is 1 gig down, 1 gig up, and no data cap at all.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what Cox is going to do now.
I don't know.
They're because they're starting, they're going out really far between them and AT&T. They're really starting to hit the Cox areas, and they're going to start losing customers, especially if they can keep the price really good.
Well, right now I'm paying like $65 a month for my Cox, and that's only a 250 down connection, but they only have 10 meg up.
Yeah.
And for me to go with the OEC fiber with 1 gig each way, it's $89.
That's not, I mean, for what you're getting, that's not bad, especially for what you're going
to
be doing.
Well, for what I'm fixing to do with it, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because I figured up, and the bandwidth I'm going to be pumping out of here on a Sunday afternoon, whenever I've got all 8 games on, is going to be about 450 meg.
Damn.
Constant. So
that's going to be a lot.
I'm going to be using that bandwidth.
Hell yeah. So I start sucking it down from everybody.
I'll get my money's worth.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Cox is just they're like I said, we talked about a while back how they upgraded our speeds because they're starting to, I think they're starting to feel the hurt.
Yeah,
and so now they're doing what they can to keep their customers going. But hey, bud, there's been better technology going on now, and y'all are starting to lose. You're right. Starting because remember how Cox went ahead and AT&T fell behind.
Yep.
Now AT&T is starting to build out, and they're using fiber. That coax cable is only going to be able to handle so much.
Right. And I don't even know if they've got to the theoretical limit of what fiber can hold yet.
I remember you were talking about that the other day. You said that we don't think that there's actually a limit at this point. I know it's fast as piss.
Yeah. Well, the limit is based upon the...
I mean, every strand can do so much, and I forgot how much it can do.
That's what they haven't figured out. Each strand they have, there's no limit on. It's based on the equipment on each end.
Mm.
So... Yeah,
it depends on what the equipment on each end can do
right.
to handle it. Yeah, makes sense.
And they said that they'll plug fiber right into my house, so I'll have an actual fiber connection right in the house.
Yeah, I had that back when AT&T was in my neighborhood, and it was quite impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quick. I think my dad has it right now, too, actually. He switched over.
Well, the fact that you can get a gig down in your house.
I mean, we could have never, in the 90s.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, if we would have had that back in the day when we were in the news groups, boy, that would have helped, huh?
It would have helped a lot. You wouldn't have to download 24 pieces of a naked picture just to put it all back together on your computer. And then you figure out you're missing part 37. Then you had to go try to find it.
And then wait another hour.
Yeah, that's some shit.
Yeah, no shit. Aren't people still do that?
I don't know. I don't know if news groups are still popular.
I don't know if they're... I mean, it's probably more of an underground type thing.
Yeah. Because now you've got Reddit, and you've got, what's that other one?
I know Reddit's huge.
Yeah. Did you know they have an NSFW section on Reddit?
Do they really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
It's awesome.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. There's a particular subreddit called Titties, and girls just post pictures.
Really?
All day, every day.
I'll be damned.
It's like, hey, guys. Hope this brightens your day. Yes, it did.
Thank you very much. That's like, you know, women will get mad. They're just titties. And like the wife made a point one day about something. And she was like, I said, you know, you could take a million women and you could line them up and have them go across the stage each time. And a guy is going to go, wow, every single time. All the way up to the million. He's not going to get bored.
Right.
I said, it's strange, but it works that way. So, yeah. So I wonder if Jason's feeling better or not.
I don't know.
Poor guy.
You should call him.
Can we call him, see if he's feeling? Let's see if we can get him on the phone.
If he doesn't answer, we know he really wasn't sick.
Yeah, no doubt.
Either that he was so sick he couldn't come to the phone.
Give me just a minute here. I'm getting this together. Do 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 do. Take a little break. Take a little break. Everybody going to take our break. Man, what is going on with this stupid thing? All right, and boom. Okay, I'm connected. Okay. Ringy, 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 ringy. I can hear him right now. Fuck you. Jason. He's not going to answer, is he?
He's not.
Leave a message.
Nah, he didn't answer. Well, that punk. Well, we tried. Are you trying to find that site?
Yeah. They have a list.
Vegan Circle Jerk. Oh, you ever seen that picture?
No.
Yeah, it's a girl that's, guys are sitting there shredding carrots all over her face. It's called the Vegan Circle Jerk.
Yeah, it's kind of like there's a picture or a video of this gal that she's in there and they're just throwing hot dogs at her.
Yes.
Yeah. Just tons of hot dogs.
Yeah. Yep. Man, Reddit was an interesting idea. It's a forum that actually took off, that actually did something.
Yeah.
There were so many forums over the years, but Reddit actually made it. Of course, it helped by them bringing out their app. That helped out a lot. The app works pretty good. I've found all kinds of, hell, the other day I was searching for something on my car and I found the answer on Reddit.
Really?
Yeah. I forgot what it was all about, but something to do with the... I was looking for the Seltos. I was looking for a back mat. It also covers the chairs. I mean, the seats in the back. So if you lay them down, if you lay something across them, it doesn't tear up the carpet. Somebody does make one, but it's carpet also. So it kind of defeats the purpose. You want other stuff.
Right.
So, yeah. But anyways, so are you going to go see the new Elvis movie?
Yes, I am.
It actually looks interesting.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it does.
Now, Tom Hanks, I've seen the previews, and Tom Hanks irritates me already.
Yeah.
Because he's got that slow Southern drawl.
Yeah. And yeah, at first it took me a second to realize it was him. He looked a little different.
Well, Tom's getting older.
Yeah.
I think he's in his 60s now.
Damn. Looks like an Amber Heard appeal. Latest, no settlement as actor hints at Johnny Depp ruling challenge. Man, she just got her ass handed to her. She just needs to go home, call it good.
Yeah.
And just get over it. It's over. I watched a little, I didn't watch a whole lot of that, but man, that guy, he laughed a lot during the middle of it. He caught a lot of hell.
Who's that?
Johnny Depp.
He laughed a lot.
Oh, did you watch any of it?
No, I tried to avoid as much of that as possible.
He laughed so much, and he was making, like, one guy was like, so you had a bottle of wine. Yeah, I did. Okay, then you did this, you had a bottle of wine. Yeah, I did. So we're sure that you had a bottle of wine. Yeah. So you had this big glass of wine. Yes, we've confirmed that I've had a big glass of wine.
Oh.
He would say shit like that. It's freaking hilarious. You know, speaking of, let's just go ahead and hit the elephant in the room today. The Roe versus Wade. Have you seen how a lot of companies are now coming out saying if your state does not
yep.
does not cover that. They will fly you
absolutely
wherever it needs to be.
Yep.
I'm waiting for the first whore of the company who gets pregnant every other week.
Right.
This is getting expensive, lady. Yeah, that's what I'm waiting to see that. Yeah, everybody's going nuts over that. It's raised a lot of hell. But we'll see how it folds out, see where it goes. What are you looking at now? Oh, is that the site you're talking about? No.
No, not yet.
No.
But we're getting there.
It's amazing how just girls are just willing to do that. Hey, look. Boy, I guarantee if you walked up to her in public and said, hey, can I see your boobies? They're going to say no. And they're going to tell you to piss off. That's what they're going to do. Anyway, so what else is going on? Amazon and Alexa may mimic voices of dead people. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Like a kid goes, hey, Alexa, read me a book in grandma's voice.
Right.
That is just like really creepy.
Okay, so remember the Anthony Bourdain movie that came out a couple of years ago? They actually used AI technology to take a bunch of his other sound clips, and they converted all of that into his voice. And so they had him read an actual email that he wrote in the movie, and you could not tell that it wasn't him reading the email. I actually saw the movie before I read about that.
Wow, that's wicked. That's crazy.
So I was, what about people that you don't have any voice recordings of?
Well, you're just screwed then.
Yeah.
You'd have to have some kind of recording for it to hear.
Right.
And a lot of people, some people do, some people don't. See, I didn't realize that on the Alexa, you can set up profiles of different voices so it knows who it's talking to. I didn't know that. Found that at work the other day. A guy I talked to, and he said, Alexa, I don't know who you are. Would you like to set up a profile? So he said yes, and then he had to say a few words. Me and him were going back and forth, and Alexa knew who she was talking to.
Interesting.
Yeah. Alexa, who's talking right now?
I'm talking to Jason. This is Bobby's account.
Yeah.
She hates you.
I know. I understand. Yeah, I don't know. Alexa, fart.
No.
That was a catch-up one. Try asking me for a squishy fart. Or say random.
Stop. We're done.
Okie dokie.
That was a ketchup fart. I've never heard that before in my life.
It's like squeezing the ketchup bottle that's almost empty.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it sounded like. I agree to that. Now it looks like Windows is going to stop the remainder of Windows 8.1. They're going to discontinue it, which that was one of their worst ideas ever.
Does anybody even?
Oh, there's people out there. Because, there's always that one person that hangs on to every version of Windows they ever had. And what they say is, I'm going to wait till the next one and then I'll upgrade. And they'll skip several versions and then it's too late. Then they can't do anything. People have always done that. So, hey, did Elon Musk actually buy Twitter? Did that even happen?
No, that hasn't happened yet.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He may be in some interesting financial difficulties because of it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a lot of money to bring up. There's no telling me, but he's supposed to be the richest man in the world.
Well, if the deal doesn't go through, he owes them $1 billion as a breakup fee.
Does he really?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that would suck. But he's worth like $212 billion.
I know. To me, they'd be like, okay, you got to pay a $500 fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that should be like. Hey, you can get a Apple's Mac Mini M1 drops back down to $570.
I've already got one.
I know. That's a good deal, letting everybody else out there know. Of course, The time they hear this, it'll be several years from now. And then
right.
So did you give up on your screen over there?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I haven't got the settings right on this one.
Oh, okay.
My phone is much more fun for this.
Your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else you got over there?
I got nothing.
Is that it?
Yep.
So we're done for the day?
If you want to be.
Yeah, I guess we are. I guess I'm out of stuff.
Okay.
All right, so hang on.
We'll call it good. Play the music, Brian.
Playing the music. Hey, everyone. Thank you for checking us out. Jason, like you said, he wasn't in this week, and he'll be back next week. He's not feeling good. So please keep him in your prayers. So
why is it whenever you're not here, me and Jason can go for like 3 hours, and Jason's not here, me and you got like 45 minutes?
Because we run out of things to say.
I don't even know how long.
That was an hour and 18 minutes.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad. But no. It's not the marathon, because you were calling us going, guys, what the hell? I'm having to split this up into two different parts.
Yeah, y'all went for 3 fucking hours.
That's how mine and Jason's conversations have always been. I know.
Y'all just keep going and going.
I can remember we used to work on the same Air Force base, and I'd get done working, and I'd go over and visit him at his shop, and the next thing I know, it'd be 10, 11 o'clock at night, because we'd just be talking about stupid shit for 5 or 6 hours.
Well, that's easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is because, but see, the deal is, when you're talking on here, you really can't have a whole lot of dead air, because we might sit and drink, take a drink, go to the bathroom, something like that, but on here, you can't.
Right.
And so we're constantly moving on the talking. And so it's a little different that way.
But. Yeah.
Anyways,
just a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess that's it.
I just super daddied my pants.
I thought I'd bring her in there so we could have a nice little ending. All right. Anyways, we'll check you next Friday. Hopefully Jason will be feeling better. Bob, have a good day. And I will see you next time. Man, I have got to piss again. So I am out of here. Later.
Thanks for stopping by for a drink. I hope you enjoyed hanging out. Next time, invite some friends. Like and subscribe so you won't miss out the next time we are at the bar.
A dramatic pause says something without saying anything at all. Feet deserve a go-to like that. Like Hey Dude shoes. Light, comfy, good to go to.